Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the Christian culture of Middle Ages, we now turn to St. Albert, better known as Albertus Magnus, Albert the Great, a universal genius whose interests ranged from the natural sciences to philosophy and theology. Albert entered the Dominicans and, after studies in Paris, taught in Cologne. Elected provincial of the Teutonic province, he served as Bishop of Regensburg for 4 years and then returned to teaching and writing. He played an important part in the Council of Lyons, and he worked to clarify and defend the teaching of St. Thomas Aquinas, his most brilliant student. Albert was canonized and declared a doctor of the Church by Pope Pius XI, and Pope Pius XII named him the patron of the natural sciences. St. Albert shows us that faith is not opposed to reason, and that the created world can be seen as a book written by God and capable of being read in its own way by the various sciences. His study of Aristotle also brought out the difference between the sciences of philosophy and theology, while insisting that both cooperate in enabling us to discover our vocation to truth and happiness, a vocation which finds its fulfillment in eternal life. I welcome all Singing-Speaking visitors, especially a group of priests, religious, and seminarians visiting from the Philippines. From all Singing-Speaking pilgrims and your families, and God's abundant blessings.